this chapter, we meet the new party, Boaz. What's the first thing it says about him? He was part of the family of Elimelech. There must have been a parting of the ways somewhere along the line, a disagreement or something. And Elimelech took his family and went off to Moab. Elimelech and his family went off to Moab. They were searching. They were searching for food and things to meet their earthly needs. And then when Naomi came to the end of herself, she realized she had to go back. Now it says of Boaz that he was a wealthy man, a man of great wealth. Is this the reason Naomi went back? I don't think so, but it does have a bearing. We see in Boaz, he was a man of great wealth. With great wealth comes great responsibility. And we see in this chapter how he took this responsibility. We see that he was a compassionate man. He was compassionate to strangers. He allowed strangers to glean and gather with his reapers. And he offered them protection. As it says in verse 9, "Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? Provided for her needs, and when you are thirsty, go to the vessel and drink from what the young men have drawn." He knew all about her. He made it his business to find out about this woman that was working in his field. He found out how faithful she had been to Naomi. And so we see in verse 14 and also in verse 9, all her needs were supplied. She was allowed to drink with this people. She was allowed to eat with this people. She was allowed to sit in the house for a short time. And to top this all off, in verse 16, he says, "Also let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her." Handfuls on purpose. An extra blessing. An extra generosity shown. Why? Because he was a man of great wealth. He had the opportunity to share with those less fortunate. Yes, she turned out to be the daughter-in-law of a relative, which is a great blessing as well. We can be thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ has been generous to us. He was a man of great wealth. He gave it all up. As Philippians 2 tells us, he became in fashion as a man and gave his all for us. And what great blessings we've received.